AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Big losses early on Wall Street as the new U.S. tariffs against Canada and Mexico kick in.
A Mexico se le respeta.
President Claudia Sheinbaum says Mexico is to be respected. Mexico is imposing 25% tariffs on the U.S. Canada is retaliating with tariffs of its own. Today in New Orleans.
Happy Mardi Gras Day, everyone.
Severe weather is in the forecast, and that includes the threat of tornadoes. There are a number of Mardi Gras parades today in New Orleans, and Kirkpatrick is the city's police chief.
Both of the parades agreed to shorten their routes so we can get everybody off. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun day looking at the crowd that's out here. I'm grateful to the good Lord to answer my prayer about the winds.
Other parades in New Orleans have been moved to Sunday. There's also an enhanced security presence around New Orleans following a devastating New Year's Day truck attack that killed 14 people. Ukrainians are grappling with the ramifications of pausing U.S. military aid in the fight against Russia.
Ukrainian lawmaker Alexei Goncharenko says stopping military aid would be devastating.
It's a disaster. It was clear from Friday that we are in a very bad situation. Now we are moving to a catastrophic situation.
Speaking on the UK's Sky News, Goncharenko says this means that thousands of people will die.
I just want to be absolutely clear with you. This means that thousands of people will die. People who cannot die, but they will die if this decision will be in place.
Days after an explosive meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Donald Trump ordered the assistance halted in a bid to pressure Kyiv to engage in peace talks with Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today in a $10 billion lawsuit Mexico filed against top firearm manufacturers in the U.S., alleging their business practices have fueled cartel gun violence. This is AP News. Measles is still a threat in parts of Texas. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
Measles has sickened nearly 150 mostly unvaccinated people in rural West Texas, and a school-aged child has died. Another outbreak is also spreading. Most parents have chosen to vaccinate, but doctors worry anti-vaccine rhetoric from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nation's top health official, will make things worse as childhood vaccination rates decline. Dr. Tammy Camp, a pediatrician with Texas Tech Physicians, says measles is prevented by vaccine.
It's disheartening to see people in power that are not willing to recognize the importance of vaccines, not willing to recognize the safety of vaccines. And it's discouraging for us who are on the front lines.
I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.